All right, we're with PBD coach Mark Leonard. You can hear we're on the ice here with the skaters out in the background. Coach, big game coming up, not necessarily for first place, but it's against Marblehead, and they 1-1 first time around.
Yeah, that was a great game. It's the only blemish on their record, and you know, we need a little help. We need to beat them Saturday to stay alive for the league, and then hope that Saugus can tie or beat them. But you know, I'm not so sure that's going to happen. But we just want to really play a good, solid game, show that we can play with them like we did the first game, and you know, have a good game out of us, our leaders.
I want to ask you. Just wonder if we should step into the other room here. Let's go over here. Coach, I want to ask you about your captains. We have the videos of them, but a very impressive group of young men.
Yeah, they're really good kids, great students. They work hard on and off the ice to be leaders. They help out the young kids a lot, and they're great kids. They look you in the eye when they talk to you, and all about the team. You know, it's kind of nice, yeah.
I like the idea that you can switch on and off the personality, too, to be a gentleman off the ice, but to be a monster out there.
Yeah, that kind of goes with the sport, you know.
Absolutely.
It brings out the worst in people sometimes, but you kind of have to be like that way out there. It's a dangerous sport. It's moving fast. There's a lot of big kids out there. So, yeah, you got to, you know, hockey players are kind of known for that, being nice with the media and stuff and all the people around there. And so,
okay. Yeah, they were good to me.
Yeah, so.
You know, I saw Owen Brewster. He's 6'3", and in the Beverly game, the game that we did a couple of weeks ago, because of his size, the Panthers couldn't take the puck away from him. One of the Panthers got injured. Semperi, I believe it was, a defenseman. How is he now?
He's doing well. I believe he missed one game, and then he got back in action for him. So he's doing okay. It was a kind of a freak thing. His Owen's skate got caught under his arm, and when he went to skate, it got caught in his leg, his arm. But Owen's a big kid. He's, like you said, 6'3", he can move, and he got good hands and a good shot. So he's intimidating out there.
What's been the highlight for you guys so far this year?
Yeah, highlights, I guess I would say probably Marblehead. They were undefeated. We tied them. You know, we're beating Damas is always good. You know, we beat Lincoln Sudbury, which is a solid top 10 D2 team. We beat them 5-2 pretty good. So, and just seeing us get better, you know, every day. The goaltending's been terrific. Aaron McDonald, 4 shutouts this year. So, you know, just hopefully we're going to just keep getting better, too.
You set goals before the season starts?
Yeah, number one goal is to qualify for the state tournament. I think that's every team in Massachusetts' goal. Then, you know, you try to look at the league and try to win the league. We are still alive, although it's slight chance, but we are still alive for the league. And then ultimately state championship, you know. I think we got a chance to make a deep run in the tournament if we keep going and getting some timely goals. You know, we're giving up. Like I said, we have 4 shutouts. We're giving up like 1.5 goals a game. It's not a lot big number. So,
well, finally, you mentioned how it's a senior team. They can get out there and know how to get started without your being out there.
Yeah,
and I know I'm
yeah.
keeping you off the ice here.
No,
but tell me a little bit about your assistants.
Yeah, Richie Ruggier, he's been with me all 21 years. He's a great guy. He's a Hall of Fame guy at Peabody High School. We have Paul Costa, who was a great goalie for Peabody High in this day. Matty Williams runs my JV program. Again, another Peabody guy. So we got all Peabody guys who played for the program. And we also have a longtime coach from Bishop Fenwick, Bo Tanney. He's one of our assistants. We picked him up a few years ago, and he does a great job scouting for us.
All right, Coach, anything else about Peabody hockey?
No, just come watch us play. They're fun to watch. You know, we don't give up a lot of goals, and we're trying to score some, but they're fun to watch. They're good kids on and off the ice, so they're a good team to root for.
All right, we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Peabody coach Mark Leonard.